Learning the Ecology of Detroit's Belle Isle. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. If you've heard about Belle Isle in the news lately, it was probably a story about people fighting over who should control Detroit's famous island park. Those political fights tend to overshadow the island's unique ecosystem. It's a tiny fragment of what Southeast Michigan looked like before industrialization. Recently, some Detroit school kids got to take a look at this natural heart of Belle Isle. Sarah Swick tagged along and has this report.
It wasn't a great day to be out on Belle Isle. In fact, it was pretty miserable, rainy and cold. And a lot of these ninth graders from Detroit's Western International High School didn't exactly dress for the weather. But too bad. The kids split up into groups. This is part of the plant group. They're going out to survey certain types of trees.
The unshaded trees are going with Tommy and Kevin. Tommy and Kevin are over here.
Tommy and Kevin are Tommy Jenkinson and Kevin Lee. They're graduate students at the University of Michigan. This is Jenkinson. He studies the evolution of fungi, mushrooms, that is. That interest comes straight from growing up in Oregon.
And when I was about these kids' age, most of my time was spent out in the forest. And I would notice mushrooms and start to recognize certain species that I'd got to know.
Lee has a similar story. Outdoor adventures as a kid got him interested in the environment. And the idea is to give these kids a little piece of that experience here on Belle Isle. The kids are supposed to be helping with a biodiversity survey. But every piece of paper around is soon a soggy mess, so the leaders have to improvise a bit.
So what do you already know about plants in Michigan and plants on Belle Isle?
Not a lot, as it turns out. Only about half of these Detroit kids have ever even been to Belle Isle, and none of them has ever ventured into the park's wilder interior. Much of that interior is made up of what ecologists call wet mesic flatwoods, basically a marshy forest. That's what this pocket of the state along the Detroit River looked like before there was a Detroit. But Lee points out some new invaders, like the honeysuckle, crowding out some of the native plants.
Honeysuckle. It's a plant. And their flowers are really small. But a lot of them are invasive. You'll see a lot of these.
Another invasive you might have heard of preys on Belle Isle's ash trees.
All right, check out this tree. You see all these lines here? What do you think made these lines? Yeah, a bug made them. It's called the emerald ash borer.
Ash borers feed under the tree's bark, and the trees die. And Lee tells the kids that creates a bigger problem, because ash trees are thirsty.
When they all die because of the ash borer, all that water goes back into the ground and gets too wet for other plants.
And it's really wet out here today. The kids have about reached their limit, so we turn back. But before we get off the trail, one of the students spots a goose nest up in a tree.
What's this one?
Yep, right there. The half and half tree. Okay.
That's so funny.
Turns out Belle Isle sits smack in the middle of a huge migratory bird path. The bird spotter is Nicole Gonzalez. She likes the outdoors and gets out to Belle Isle a few times a year, but not out here on these nature trails. Her mom won't allow it.
Oh, because in the summer, the snakes come out and there are a bunch of animals and you really don't know what's out here.
And while this trip wasn't a smashing success as a biodiversity survey, the big point was to get kids like Gonzalez out into these woods so they do know what's out here. And that it's not so scary. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Swick.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.